One man. Greetings, retro chums. Welcome to the fifth tasty portion of One Man and His Mic, served hot and steaming from the Binary Zone Interactive Oven. This show is dedicated to the mighty Sinclair ZX Spectrum, which is 25 years old this year. You just heard the Marauder mix of Ping Pong by Tonka, produced exclusively for this show. Thanks, mate. And coming up next is the cool synthy theme from the Spectrum 48K game, Quasitron. So if you thought specky music was just a load of... think again! Classic stuff. The Quasitron theme there by Steve Turner. Quasitron was basically a conversion of the Commodore 64 game Paradroid, but it had 3D graphics, better music, and really slow gameplay. Next up is the music from Gyroscope, which was quite unusual for a specky game, as it featured three different title tunes. Here's a medley of all three tunes. Thank you. And now it's remix time. The next track was originally produced for a ZX Spectrum tribute CD project, which I don't think ever saw the light of day. It's a remix of the title tune from the Speccy version of Short Circuit by the legendary Martin Galway.
Hey, laser lips! Your mama was a snowblower! Okay, up next is a real classic. It's the title tune from Fairlight by The Edge. This was the first time I ever heard multi-channel music on a 48K Speccy, and I just couldn't believe it when I heard this tune. It was like real music coming from my Speccy! Now a track from the master of the beeper, Tim Follin. It's from the game Vectron, and is one of Tim's early Spectrum tunes. Both the game and the tune were inspired by the fantastic movie Tron.
Hey, 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 it's the big master control program everybody's been talking about.
Another superb specky tune coming up from Martin Galway now. This is the title tune from Terra Cresta, a coin-op conversion which I'm basically rubbish at playing. But who cares about that, as it's got cool music. Cresta there. Next up in this spectacular show is the title theme from Trantor, The Last Stormtrooper, by David Whittaker, which is worth loading up just to see the cool intro sequence where the spaceship lands and unleashes Trantor on a mission to kick alien ass.
Short for a stormtrooper. Elite has been called the game of a lifetime. Available now on the ZX Spectrum. It's shot to number one in all the charts. It's a game of skill, logic, commercial acumen, and of course, alien zapping excitement. If you've never seen Elite before, or never played it, buy it now and treat yourself to the game of a lifetime.
And now it's time for some beepy fun from Ultimate Play the Game. This is the theme from Gunfright, which may be simple, but I kind of like it, which is why it's in the show, I guess. Reach for the sky! There is a snake in my boot! No, there isn't. It's just a smelly sock. Anyway, the next track is actually a Commodore 64 tune. But don't switch off, Specky fans, as it's a conversion of a Spectrum tune. Here's the fantastic theme from Ping Pong, remixed on the Commodore 64 by Matt Simmons, aka Format. Let's get back to music from the Spectrum. Another cool synthy tune now, this time from the game Shadowfire.
Even the Spectrum can make a good noise.
The next game probably doesn't need an introduction at all. It's possibly one of the most famous Spectrum games of all time, and involves you playing with your Willy. Tee-hee! It is, of course, Jet Set Willy. And here, for your enjoyment, is the title tune from the Spectrum version. classic is that? And now here's some more great music from the Specky, this time from Winter Games. This actually features nice tunes for all the events on one side of the tape, but no music in the events on the other side of the tape. Weird! Here's a triple medley of the tracks. Those noises were actually meant to be ice skates. Honest. Next up is a Spectrum tune by Richard Joseph, who very sadly passed away on March the 4th this year. I was lucky enough to meet Richard at various retro events, and he was a bloody nice bloke to talk to. Thank you for the great music you composed for games on many different systems, Richard. You will be missed, but you will never be forgotten. Great tune from Richard Joseph there. And now here we have more splendid music from Martin Galway, from the game Mickey. Or is it Mikey? I don't know. Listen to this with your ears. Thank you. Ba-dum-ba-dum-bam-bam. And now it's remix time once again. And here's another track from the ZX Spectrum tribute. This time it's a remix of the title tune from the game
Tampax!
Eh? Tampax? Oh, Xanthrax! I really like this remix, as it reminds me of Chronology Part 4 by Jean-Michel Jarre. A great, great tune!
Five. Four. Three. Two. One. Ignition.
Time for another tune by Tim Follin now, and this is the epic theme from Agent X 2. It's possibly one of the longest Spectrum tunes ever, so I'll just play an extract for you. And just remember, folks, all this was done with just one sound channel. Okay, now something to soothe your ears a bit after that. This year, Ultimate Play the Game returned with a specially updated version of Jetpack for the Xbox 360. Called Jetpack Refueled, it features superb updated graphics and visual effects, more weapons, and great music. Here's an extract from the title tune. Lovely jubbly. Now another cool specky tune. This time from Wizard's Lair. I always like the high score tune from this game. It's short, but sweet. Okay, so I'll just climb into this wardrobe lift and... Request time now. Me old mucker Matt Ricardo of preferredimage.co.uk fame said I should include the music from Stainless Steel in the show. So I'm gonna do just that.
Alright, Matt.
Those fine summer days spent playing Daily Thompson on my Spectrum in the 80s.
Oh,
And now we have another Specky Music remix. This one comes from Barry Leach, aka The Jackal. It's a kind of big synth, quasi-orchestral version, inspired by the Specky tune you can hear in the background. Over to you, Barry. Thank you, Barry. Up Next is basically my favourite Spectrum tune. It's the stunning title tune from Cobra by Martin Galway, which later became the even more stunning title tune from Arkanoid on the Commodore 64.
It's the end!
Oh, wrong movie. Wrong movie again. And now, here's an amazing specky tune from Ben Daglish. Somehow, Ben managed to squeeze sample drums and an almost Commodore 64 SID-style lead out of one channel. It's the title tune from Dark Fusion. We'll be right back. and now a CD snippet from the ZX Spectrum Orchestra. These wacky guys have put together a CD of tracks made up of noises generated by the 48K ZX Spectrum and Kura Microspeech. You can buy the CD, complete with ZX printer style booklet, from musicnonstop.co.uk. Another track from Richard Joseph now. It's the title tune from Barbarian, the controversial game that featured the massive knockered Maria Whittaker on the artwork, along with Wolf from Gladiators. Richard is sadly no longer with us, but his music lives on. Crumb. An odd tune from an odd game now. Pud Pud featured a blobby character on a quest for pies.
Pie.
The game had an interesting title tune, which starts off synthy and then goes a bit Les Dawson.
ZX Spectrum Sinclair, una gamma di computer per cominciare e per continuare, a casa tua. E oggi, 8 programmi compresi nel prezzo.
And now here's another tribute to the Specky, courtesy of Tonka. It's the Ultimix, which is a Commodore 64 tune done in the style of Matt Gray, stuffed full of tunes from Ultimate Games. See if you can name them all. Staying with Ultimate Games for the moment, here's a curio I've had lying around for years. It's a track I put together featuring the specky music from Saberwolf mixed in with jungle noises. I can't actually remember why I did this, but here it is anyway. Okay, Spectrums, I'm afraid our little adventure through Spectrumland is almost over. I'm going to end this spectacular podcast with probably one of the best retro tribute songs ever produced. It's the excellent Hey Hey 16K by MJ Hibbett and the Validators. Thanks for listening, see you in the future!
We bought it to help with your homework. We bought it to help with your homework.
And the household accounts, if your dad ever works it all out.
Lunchtimes in the library, writing down the pokes and beats, copying an access code, get a taste for
home taping. Finish your stop map making. Rotten leaves and rubber keys, random running like the screens. Then 5 minutes, fingers crossed, hoping not to witness the terror of our tape loading error.
We bought it to help with your homework. We bought it to help with your homework.
And the household accounts, if your dad ever works it all out. ZX Spectrum 81, Dragon Vic and Oricon, Commodore 64, Amstrad and Acorn Electron, cheaper BBC Micro, Jetson, Willy, Slaver, Wolf, Lords of Midnight, Underworld, Dotto, Transamanta, Tack, and of course Manic Miner, The Hobbit, A Night Lore and Delete. It made a generation who can code a bubble before proper consoles. Who all know that the games you get today, well, they might be very flash, but they'll never beat the thrill of getting through Jetpack. Oh, hey, hey, 16K, what does that get you today? You need more than that. Rampacks are much better. Hey, hey, 16K, what does that get you today? You need more than that for a letter. Old school Rampacks are much better.
For an equals 0 to 2, those were the days. Next end.
Have you been slain to me? Have you been slain to me? Have you been slain to your spectrum? Have you been slain to me?